Today I'm going to take a little time and talk about the Boone 100s Club, or is it Boone's 100 Club? I forget what. We've got Shelley Graybaugh's here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And we have Dave Sherry joining her again.
Yeah,
Dave,
thanks for having us.
And geez, the last time we were here, earlier this year? No, it was last year. No, this year.
It was earlier this spring.
It was this spring.
Yeah.
Right. The first time, and again, for people that don't know, we'll run through and explain everything else, but you had your first try at the Boone 100s Club. The idea was to get 100 people, $100 a piece, put it in, get the chance to hear from three different causes, and then vote on which one gets the money. And this spring, for those that don't know, we did end up, it was, well, selected was the Turkeys from 911. They did the presentation, and that was the one that got selected. But it's the idea behind this, I think, we'll go back to the beginning, is really give for the sake of giving.
Yeah, we talk about giving joyfully, or joyful giving, and the idea that we want people to participate just because they want to invest in the community, right? There's lots of causes, a lot of great causes and great needs and great opportunities in our community. And we're looking for an opportunity for community to come together and just joyfully participate in supporting a need.
Yeah. Shelley, when you first did this, obviously, you know, you kind of knew what you were looking at and stuff like that, but a lot of people weren't real sure. So what kind of reaction did you get afterwards?
Well, a lot of people had a lot of fun just listening and being a part of it. And I think they felt that joyful giving when they left the building that night, because such a great cause walked away with the money that they walked away with. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of good feedback, a lot of fun. Jake Doty there playing music was also just relaxing and enjoyable. And so just great feedback. And they're going to plan to share with others going forward, mm-hmm. and hopefully we'll
spread
reach our goal.
We're looking to spread the word and get more out, more people participating. So the first one, I think what we had around 50, 55 or better?
Yeah, we had, I think, just over 50 people there. We raised just under $5,000. It was, I think, a huge success. I know we walked away.
Well, part of it was, we don't know exactly what we're going to get here, but we're going to try.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was great. We had a great turnout for the first time. Trying to explain it to people and spread the word is, you know, always a challenge. But there was an energy that night that's hard to describe if you weren't there. It was just fun and uplifting, and people, I think most people felt really good. I think everybody felt really good about
right.
it. Had a good
yes.
time.
So we had, let me see, I can remember the three. Okay, it was Tri-T, the Tri-T
yep.
group. We also had the Little League, and then it was Turkeys from 9-1, and those were the three. Nobody really knew until they got there what the causes were.
Yeah, and we spent a lot of time talking about that. Do we share the causes up front, or do we keep that quiet? And we ultimately decided, you know, we don't want people to be motivated to come or not come based on what the causes are. We want people to be motivated to come to just be a part of something positive.
So we started out, and I know Turkeys from 911, Emily's loving this. She's got something to work with this year now, so that's good. In this case, now, at that time, now, generally, do you have people submit, you know, here's a group that we think might be something that should be considered, or how do you decide? I mean, do they apply to you? Do they let you know, send you an email, text you, or do you just pick groups?
Well, the first time out, nobody applied because nobody knew we existed, right?
Right.
And so we
just started.
Yeah. So my wife Kate and I and Matt and Shelley just got together and talked about different things that we knew in town and eventually came up with three. But that process has changed this time. Now that word is out, we have several groups who have come to us. It's actually, I think it's the toughest part of the whole deal is trying to choose three. Yeah, there's a lot of great causes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the thing is, want to limit it, it will be three. And for those that didn't make it last time, I can tell you, the three, they have to get up and make a presentation. They got a certain amount of time. You're not going to spend a lot of time here unless you want to.
3 minutes they get to present, and then 2 minutes of questions.
Okay.
And I guess I'm the taskmaster, and I get to make sure they adhere to the 3 minutes and the two-minute time
So it's pretty brief explanation, yep. And people get a chance to hear it. And again, we get back to the thing, people don't know, but the idea is not. I mean, if you're going to give to something, if you've got a favorite thing you want to give to, please do. But this is just to be a part of something else. Expand it a little bit more.
Right. And, you know, $100 and 100 people, that's $10,000. Yeah. That is a lot of money to make a huge impact. And again, you walk away with knowing you made a huge impact with just, $100. So.
All right. So the first thing was, when you did it, was, are you going to do it again? Well, yes, we do want to make sure. We want to make this a regular. Question was, were you going to try to do it again this year, or were you going to wait for a year and do it? And I'm guessing comments and things like that probably said, you know, we can do one in the fall, too.
We got great feedback, and it was amazing to me how many people would come to any of us four that put it mm-hmm. together, and the positive comments, the input people were giving. There was a lot of energy that night. We thought, well, let's try to do it twice a year. And okay. So we'll do, right now, that's the plan. Right now, the plan is okay. to do a fall and a spring
okay.
event.
So ours coming up, going to be on the 18th. Wednesday, the 18th.
That's right.
And same time, same location. Give me the particulars here. Where are we at, and when do we show up with our $100 bill?
Right, so it is October 18th at 6:30 at the Boone High School Auditorium. And yes, come with $100. And we prefer $100 cash as well. Mm-hmm. The check writing works, but the cash is definitely much easier to maneuver between the gathering and the handing out. Okay. So,
I just said $100 bill. It could be 20s.
Right.
We'll
take it.
That's it. Yeah. It's $100. Basically, $100 buys you an opportunity to listen and vote.
Right.
It gives
and
you
vote.
An opportunity to pick one of the three that we'll be presenting.
So the program starts at 6:30. We'll have the doors open by probably a little after 6. Program starts right sharp at 6:30. We're committed to this being a very quick event. Yeah. So we want to start at 6:30 and be wrapped up by 7:15. And then hopefully you'll go out and enjoy some time in a Boone restaurant or something with your friends and celebrate what you were just a part of.
Just and see who gets the money. That's going to be the big thing, too. Again, now you did mention that, people have been making contact with you and stuff. So are you all of a sudden finding out, this is a good, and that's got to be the real hard part now, because there's the four of you. How do we narrow it down to, you could just almost throw them in a bucket and draw three, because
you really
there's
could.
A lot of very needy causes.
Yeah, it's really hard. We have we've got several to choose from right now. We're mm-hmm. working through those. We'll have three ready to go mm-hmm. for the 18th. But I tell you what, it's really hard. Yeah. It's really hard. A lot of great causes.
And I will say, the only three that are going to know are the ones that are told you're coming to give a presentation.
Right.
So
correct.
Right. Are they sworn to secrecy?
They kind of are, yeah.
That's a big thing, because we want to keep it quiet until we actually get there and give the presentation and stuff. So, I hope they're good about that. So, again, when you first started, because we talked about it last time earlier this year, when you're just kicking around ideas and about what can we do and how can we play on the opportunity for people to give, because just for the joy of giving, like you said, joyful giving, and it's going to grow.
Yeah, we sure hope so, and I think it will. It's fun. It's positive. You know, it really started. Shelley and I were having a conversation in her office, and we were talking about ways to get people involved in giving, and not all the regular people that always give, right? How we get those folks to continue to give, but how do we encourage other people to support the great causes? And that kind of sparked the conversation. And we thought, well, let's come up with something that's easy and affordable that can still have an impact. Mm-hmm. And we also wanted to educate people, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Talk about all the different things that are in town that some people just don't even know
don't
are here.
Are there? I know, and the other part is, too, there's no age limit.
No.
If you have young adults that, I mean, this is maybe an opportunity. It might be one of the few things they decide they want to donate to, but they can put $100 together and come in and pick one of the three.
Absolutely. It's a great way to get young people started giving and starting to support things.
And learn more about the different opportunities that there are, at least locally, again, different agencies, different services that are available, mm-hmm. and can use support, and maybe even volunteers. Who knows?
Right.
You get a lot of that.
Right, and we hope that the two that don't walk away with the dollars for the evening somehow, just like the hospital and Michaela, find another way to get out there the word that they have a need, and maybe another way money can flow to them just for various private funding or whatever. So
this doesn't need to be the only thing. If one of the things you hear is really one you really think, this is one that I can help support, great.
Right.
You can, you're certainly, you can, you're invited to do that. Now, you did get some that weren't able to come last time, but so you said, if they can't come, can they do a proxy vote? How does that going to work?
You bet. So they can get in touch with Shelley or Matt or mm-hmm. Kate and I, give us their money. We will find somebody in the crowd who doesn't have a vote, and we'll give them their vote.
Okay.
And let them vote on their behalf. We'll take it however we can get it, right?
Because we're giving it all back away.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to be in our hands for about 20 minutes.
Yep.
Right. About that. Yeah.
Yep.
You come in the door and you do your sign in, and again, they can follow along on, I think, Facebook is really what you're using, isn't it?
Facebook and word of mouth. We're asking everybody who came last year to just spread the word and to hopefully bring a friend.
If we
get everybody to bring a friend, we'll hit our 100.
Oh, yeah.
And
it doesn't matter if we go over 100, folks. It doesn't stop at 100.
No, there's no penalty.
That would be too bad.
Oh, that would be a great problem to have.
No penalty for going over 100 at all. Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Right.
Started it as the Boone 100 Club?
Yep.
And again, really the idea is try to get 100 people to bring $100 each and put in and pick one of three opportunities, I'm going to call it. Three opportunities to support an agency or a service. And that's how simple it is. Very simple. Very easy to do. I know you've had people say, well, I don't want to come unless I know who I'm going to give it to. And that's, again, we go back to, that's not the idea.
Yeah, and we certainly understand that. But really the idea is going back to this joyful giving and just building community, being together, doing something fun and positive as a group.
All right. So it's the 18th. You don't have to sign up in advance. You don't have to pre-register. You show up 6:15, 6:20. Yeah. You get bring your $100 with you. Sign in. Give them $100. We're going to go with the chips this time?
Poker
chips.
Yeah, we're keeping it pretty simple.
So you get a chip or something to go vote with. And then all you do is you go find a spot, sit down, listen to the presentations when they come. Like you said, pretty quick, 3 minutes, and then a couple of minutes for question and answer if they have any. And you go right through those. Jake plays a little. Everybody walks up and drops their chip into whichever bucket they support.
That's it.
And somebody gets the money.
Yep.
That's it.
And then we get ready to go again in the springtime. That's the big thing, too. I think a lot of people after that was pretty good. That was easy. And, it was new for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And easy to do. So, well, I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us and let us know on the 18th, folks, Boone High School in the auditorium. And I know they'll look forward to seeing people come in and be a part of it, too. So we're looking forward to a good turnout there. And once again, find out who the three are going to be and pick the one you want to support the most. And we'll see who gets the money.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.